Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Yuri Shilov. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Hello.
And so you're presenting the film Projectionist here at the festival, right? So just the obligatory question that I feel like I should ask you, just so we don't leave the listeners out, is would you like to introduce your film? Just say a few words about what it talks about and so on. And then we can talk about it in more detail.
Okay, what should I say about my film? It's every time a hard question. That yeah, is about...
I told you this would be the worst question of the interview.
Yes. Synopsis you can read in the internet. Yeah. That is a story about one strange man. Projection is... The cinema has a fire while he was walking. And that is a story about 1 year before the fire, 1 year and after. Story about aging, pension, engineers, his friends, society, that's something about like that.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of plot that I wanted to say.
Is there any reason why you were particularly attracted to someone who is a projectionist?
I don't really like films about projectionists. I thought that they were very boring, about the passion to the films, about how the tape is going on, how they love the films, if the film's so beautiful. That is, I like that story because it behind the scene, that is in the cinema, but there is a life that is going in this booth and that is going on his home with his friends, was more interactive for me and yeah, interesting more than the films that they were. I have just two shots where he's doing something with the films, because every day his life was not about his work, because every day a lot of films were cancelled and they haven't work.
Right. I can't agree with you more, because for example, you know, I've studied film. I've been going to film festivals for years. I love cinema. I loved cinema all my life. But whenever people talk about cinema, it's like it's way too over romanticized, you know. And I just love to find out, you know, for people to know that there's life outside of actually the romantic side of cinema that is just as important. It's just as fascinating. I think that maybe you think the same way.
Maybe for me it was interesting, like Cinema Paradiso.
Yeah, right.
That is also destroying, and that is also destroying in the film, and but the director looks another side maybe for this. But I also have a connection, yes, of course, to that. I also have a line with that films, and the line with his home.
I would love to see a double bill of Cinema Paradiso in this film, just because they are similar, but they're also very different. But can you tell me more about how you met this man, and how, you know, you approached him to make a documentary?
His name is Valentine. So firstly, I was started to making a film, a short film. I started about casting agency that was in that cinema. And for me, it was very interesting that in casting agency, there were nearly 200 people there every time they're going again and again. And the next door to the projection room, that was where they're cutting the video, and the girls, they were... the girls casting managers were working and making that videos and shooting and casting. Yes, and for me it was very interesting, that team. But then I didn't find... I stopped. I thought that very bad material. And in projection room, I sat and started to smoke. Projectionist also was smoking Valentine with me. And administration go to us and say, "Whoa, why are you smoking? Who is it? Who is that guy?" He said, "Oh, he's my son. Don't worry." So then we were smoking to each other and starting to communicate. And then we're very interesting that my surname is Shilov. His surname is Speshilov. It's very common. And I'm 30 July. Was born his 31st of July. So many details. And I thought that, oh, maybe it's me when I will be old.
Maybe it's me when I'll be old too. But it's not too bad. He's a nice man. He was a nice man. Was he what was he like in front of the cameras?
No, that I liked, he was open, yes, but of course he had such artistic way of living, and sometimes I see that, oh, starting to perform. Yeah. But when he started to perform and to someone, I just, I have like conditions to him. If I see that you are playing or someone from you, I just stop camera and go in someone to the other side. So they saw if I something don't like, they understand that I won't show this. But my film really is not about projection, it's about profession,
about life.
Yes, it's about two, three people in society in the place that they are living with their problems, and I think that their problems, they of course are local for Ukraine, but it's also a universal theme for aging, yeah. Except in this time of like this last period, how it goes. Because I show in my last period, it's not really last period, but about that acceptance, about how they speak with their children, with their old mother who has dying, you know, who is dying or something. That is universal, yes, but I don't like to show that in the way, like, how it goes.
Tearjerker, yeah. But aging, yes, that's interesting, and I was going to ask about that. Is that something that you think about as well a lot?
I have a lot of pensioners, friends, you know, my relatives, my parents, and so I. So I was writing a script for that film, and I know that my observation of them were shown that they have very common periods in their lives. So they know that it will be 60, and that will be Rubicon for another. So they won't have work. Tension is small. When they're waiting for that 60, every time I see that 1 year before, 2 years before, it's starting to big parties, starting to like agony for the time. They're terrifying, they're scared, but they're open for something new. And then that acceptance, in that time, there are a lot of who has old, very old, them parents, 80 years, and they are starting to, they are also losing something. They're losing and losing, and how they accept it. That protagonist, I like that he loves life. That is very interesting to see how he, from that bad times that he can see, but how he will be after. So they have to go to the sanatorium, they go to somewhere to find a new meanings in their life, and someone find, someone not, but yeah. It's very interesting because I think because a lot of don't find, that's why the age, middle age of dying, and they're 65 for men and 64, and that is big, yes, problem. But I don't like sociology, so hard social.
Me neither.
And I didn't want to show in this way. So there are some parts they're talking about, not. For me, it was interesting to shoot that in one frame, that it looks like a theater, that I'm not, I'm waiting for a sense or motivate them to something to do. And I wanted to that it looks like fiction more film. I don't know.
It looks like a fictional film too. Well, we're going to have to go. Thank you very much for talking with us about Projectionist. It was a great conversation.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.